All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. We are back with Koronu Redux. Now, I've wanted to do this one for a while because it's fucked up, and Nurses is okay, and, I mean, Nino Hikanawa, we're going to save that for, you know, October with a bunch of other games that we do that are pretty dark. But we want to do this one because we are going to do some different things here in June, and I'm basically prepping you for that. So it's going to be really interesting, and I think you guys will like how I've got it set up, or how I'm going to set it up. So let's go ahead and continue with this, which is going to be one of our dark novels that we'll do. Probably for the rest of the year, we'll be working on this one. We want to have basically one dark novel that we do throughout, at least one really dark novel throughout the year, right? Unless something else comes out, like Dead Days, like that'll replace this. But right now, yeah, we're going to do Koronu Redux. Now, I can't do anything about the weird kind of, like, there's all this, you know, around my computer here. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's just, it's some kind of thing. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started. Because see, like, we're on full screen. I don't know what to do. I can't really fix it. No. Men and horses walk along the street. They are a scouting party composed of a few dozen rowdy mercenaries. Digging her vaginal hole, rubbing their flesh against her palm, scraping against the membrane inside her mouth, and teasing her body, the cocks twitch and convulse as they ejaculate. Deep into her writhing cunt in the palms of her hands and sliding in the wet folds of her mouth, the knight's cocks creep towards eruption. Having finished their reconnaissance, they are on their way to meet up with the main army. They are marching up a soft hill when the man leading the party suddenly brings his horse to a stop. Has something happened? The young man, who seemed to be in charge of the scouting party, nods to the question of his subordinate. Haha, I see. His subordinates instantly know what he means. Vulgar smiles brim across their rough faces. The main army is heading towards the streets. Rather, these streets. They should be able to meet up with them right away if they waited here without returning to the road. There would be no punishment, even if they just sat around. They could even just have a bit of a snack. They had volunteered to go on this dangerous reconnaissance, so this would be a fitting enough reward. More importantly, their general is not so incapable of a man to grumble about these men taking little enjoyment. That is something these mercenaries understand well. There's only one thing that must be done. They all look around at each other before kicking their stirrups and rushing down the hill at once. Their goal is the village below Grasmere. It is a village on the outskirts that has miraculously maintained peace, as people still know naught of the chaos that has occurred, remaining in a peaceful afternoon rest. It would be theirs now. Their groins swell hot at the thought of women screaming and the pleasure that would come alongside those screams. And led by those impulses, they press their horses, barging through the entrance to the village. Two sisters are living in a house near the entrance to the village. They are working hard to cook dinner in the kitchen. Their parents had left the care of the home while they were away to their older sister, Mary. She calls to her adorable younger sister, Mel. Mel, could you grab me the flour over there? This, right? Here you go, sis. Thanks, Mel. I can help. Mary is the best cook in the village, but she is kind and never thinks too highly of herself. Mel has a cute and sweet face, so everybody in the village says she'll surely grow up to be such a beauty in the next few years. There's supposed to be a festival this day. They're happily making a special meal to bring happiness to the villagers during the flower festival. Hey. Don't mind us, ladies. We're just going to let ourselves in for a bit. A rowdy bunch follows after the young man hunching his shoulders. Their leather boots caked in mud immediately get the wood floors filthy. Huh? Who are you guys? Mel innocently tilts her head at the strange men who have suddenly appeared. Me? I'm Hicks. Mr. Hicks? Now, do I look that old? Just think of me as your friend. Hicks jokes around as several mercenaries follow into the room behind him. The blood starts to drain from Mary's face as the rough-looking men enter her home. I'm scared. These people will... No! Nothing has been done to them yet, but it's only a matter of time. She instinctively feels that she is being preyed upon. Oh? Don't they look scrumptious? The mercenaries grab up the food that was prepared for the village festival. They felt quite lucky that they were able to fulfill their gluttony and their lust all in one go. Lady, don't you have anything to drink? Hey guys, don't just go on selfishly. This is their home, it isn't an inn or a bar. Mary turns her back on the men, saying whatever they please, and she quickly speaks to Mel. Mel, go out through the back and go to the chief, okay? Huh? But... Mel shows her uneasiness upon realizing the state of her sister's face, but Mary smiles to slightly ease her sister's worry. It's okay. So just go to the village chief. Tell him what's happening. You can do it, Mel. Okay, go. But what about you? Mary squeezes Mel's shoulder. It's okay. So please, just go. Mel's face is clearly disturbed as she left out the back of the kitchen. The mercenaries grin at Mary not stopping her actions. Mary turns around and looks at the mercenaries. They'd surrounded her without realizing it. Without her realizing it, rather. In response to any hope of escape being taken from her, Mary's face goes white as paper as she begins to tremble slightly. But she knows that she has to stand blocking the back entrance. She can't let them go out the back. She can't let them chase after her sister. Her determination is clear upon her pale face. Well, I'm glad you're still here. I'm not interested in little girls like that, alright? Thank God for that. I'm more into girls like you with huge tits. Well, you seem to know what comes next, yeah? She jumps. The glare of fear on her face excites the mercenaries all the more. The man crouching over twists his lips into a dreadful smile. You'd best meet our expectations. Oh! No! The scout leader's words are signaled to start. The rowdy mercenaries howl, lunging to attack the girl. That's going on. Get black, 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 zoomer. They always cover the eyes of the dudes. Like, look, see, he doesn't have any eyes. He's doing the best he can, right? God just didn't decide to give him eyes, I guess. They twist their brutal cocks into her, forcefully penetrating her untouched holes and tearing right through her hymen. Her asshole is stressed past its limit at the same time, leading it to tear and bleed like her hymen was also torn. Her newly deflowered vagina also bleeds. The intense pounding of a cock in and out of her causes the blood to be sent flying. It hurts. It hurts so goddamn much. It's hot. I feel like I'm on fire. My ass and pussy are burning. I'm gonna be ripped apart. Her muffled screams of pain rise out of her as all three of her holes are raped at the same time. Her hair is pulled, holding her head in place, and a raging cock mercilessly scrapes away the mucus lining her throat. Her gentle lips once used to sing peaceful lullabies and... Hold on, let's try that one again. Her gentle lips once used to sing peaceful lullabies have been transformed into a hole of flesh just to satisfy their cardinal desires. Her entire mouth was exposed to the violent rape, tearing all of the mucus from her mouth. Oh, is she bleeding? I guess she was a virgin. Fucking great. However, it feels like her cunt is so tight, it's gonna tear my dick off. Well, she's also bleeding from the ass. We're wrecking all three holes virginity at the same time. Ugh, this bitch just scraped her teeth on my cock. If that was intentional, I'm gonna kill the bitch. Damn, brother. No, I didn't do it deliberately. I'm just in pain. It hurts. It's so intense and hot. It's just so painful. Mary's mouth is used as a receptacle for the dick to get off. Her jaw trembles, shaking with enough force for it to just come right off. She cannot even explain herself. What is this bitterness in my mouth? It's sticky. The bitter taste has spread. No, I don't want to swallow this, though. She isn't able to understand that the awful taste filling her mouth is a mixture of pre-cum and smegma from the dick in there, but with the pain so intense, she feels like she'll pass out. She has no option but to swallow it down in order not to suffocate. Oof. I'm going to die like this. Help. Help me. Dad. Mom. It hurts. I'm in so much agony. Three dicks pierce her body. Mary feels hotter than a red hot piece of iron. Damn. The girthy rods of flesh in her asshole and pussy are tearing her holes with the intensity of their pounding. She is hit with the fear that the barrier between her two holes could be destroyed, turning them into a single hole. I'm scared. I'm so scared. I'm absolutely terrified. No, it hurts. Somebody help me. No, don't thrust like that. Break. The mercenaries are merciless in their violent assault on her three holes. One of the men, not satisfied with just shoving her cock into her open pussy, his cock, rather, into her open pussy, tears away her clothes and mercilessly squeezes her magnificent breasts. No, she's not a fooder, guys. I want to make that pretty clear. I don't know where the hell it would be. I mean, she's kind of filled from the back. He pulls down her boobs, licking around her nipples and making a vulgar wet sound. Her trembling pink nipples are covered in his transparent saliva, turning them into quite a lewd sight. Recoiling in fear, Mary has her nipples bitten down upon so that he can enjoy the sweet sensation of her nipples before they go erect. All she can feel is pain from having her sensitive nipples played with in fear that they won't be torn off by his rotted canines. Another mercenary squeezes around her other breast. That guy needs to brush his teeth. The grip in his hand is enough to crush it, morphing the shape of her boob. He enjoys the softness of her breast without a hint of kindness. A rough hand affixes her head in place with her hair as her hair is pulled back. Both of her boobs are being played with. Her holes are filled. They thrust and twist around inside of her. The mercenaries rape her mercilessly like an object as violently and cruelly as they please. I'm breaking! My holes are tearing apart! I'm gonna break! Help me! Save me! Somebody! Anybody! No! Why is this happening? Ah! Oh, virgin pussy is unbelievably tight. I feel like I'm just gonna come right away. It... come? Me too. Even with two dicks in her ass, I can't believe it's this tight. Ah, I feel like the semen is already about to explode out of me. Yeah. Yeah, so we all come soon? Let's fill her up with our semen. Huh? Oh.
They're really putting that much semen into me?
No.
The pounding gets real fast before they come. Mary's soul is ripped to shreds as her damaged pussy is rubbed against hard, while the dick prepares to ejaculate. Each time it does, she feels a dull pain. No, don't come inside me, not inside of me, don't release your semen in me! I'm scared, I'm so scared, they're gonna impregnate me, I'm gonna have a child with a stranger, I'll have a child if it flows into my womb.
Splurt, 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 splurt.
What? Oh, excuse me, that's the wrong voice. What, something? Hot? Hitting me in the throat? It hurts. Drink it all up. This is the first shot of cum in that pretty little mouth of yours. Hold on. Did you guys listen to this music for a minute? It actually sounds like boss battle music. It really does. It totally fucking sounds like something I might hear in a Mega Man game. I'm not even lying. It's got the, you know, you guys know what the Mega Man X soundtrack sounds like, right? You know, it has the guitars and then you have the synths like that. It totally fucking sounds like that. Wow, they like got a real badass composer for this kind of game. Drink it all up. This is the first shot of cum in that pretty little mouth of yours. This is bitter. I hate this. Is it semen? That's, I don't know what, It's not just in her mouth. All the mercenaries release their pent-up lust in her pussy, her ass, and both of her hands as well. Well, damn. A muffled scream bursts out as the old pig semen gushes into her mouth, rectum, and her newly deflowered pussy. Splurt, 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 splurt. The head of his dick seals off her esophagus, pouring a huge amount of opaque semen directly into her stomach. Some of the semen flowed backward up her throat, sullying both her soft lips and pretty face as it flowed out of her mouth. But the shower of semen raining down on her added to the cum bubbling out of her mouth, leading to thick packs of semen on her face. The dick's Mary has been forced to hold, swell around the head, endlessly spewing out filthy cum into the air. Her hair was arranged nicely, her pale but not sickly skin, except when bathing or changing her hitherto unexposed breast, the smooth curve of her soft ass. The pure body of this poor, modest village girl has been torn apart by the cocks of these ruffians and swallowed up by their flood of cum. Splurt, 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 splurt. Why? Like this? Father, mother! It hurts! It's agony! My body full of cum! It's like I've been filled with cum! It's like I'm a sack only for cum bursting at the seams! Tears well up in Mary's eyes and they flow down her cheeks, but even those pitiful tears disappear into the pools of the opaque ejaculate, it's as if she's not even allowed to be sad. Damn! They pull their dicks from her holes now that they have come. Mary spits up the cum in her mouth, coughing and crying all the while. Cum also flows out of her ass and pussy with no signs of stopping. It just continues to trickle out. The modest holes of the village girl have only been fucked once, but they've been fucked so hard that you can see inside of them from the outside. They've engorged with blood from the friction. Excuse me, they're engorged with blood from the friction. The inside of it was miserably red and swollen. Cloudy semen mixed with the blood from her deflowering cling. Oh, okay, we'll try that one again. The inside of it was miserably red and swollen. Cloudy semen mixed with the blood from her deflowering cling to the walls of her rectum and vagina. The terrible smell and taste of the semen that was poured into her throat made Mary vomit. And the semen now mixed with her gastric juices just invites more nausea. When Mary coughs, her pussy and ass contract, and the cum built up inside of her gushes out with a strange sound like she's farting and queefing.
What?
The mercenaries are all laughed at the ridiculous and tragic state of Mary. That laughter makes Mary feel more and more miserable and hopeless. The mercenary that came in her mouth is disgusted that she can't swallow his semen.
Hey, I came in your mouth, but you're gonna spit it back up? That's disrespectful.
Yeah, don't you have any manners? You shouldn't spit something out after it's been put in your mouth.
Right, you should be drinking it down happily. That'd be the polite thing to do, right?
Mary is unable to respond satisfactorily to the unreasonable demands of the mercenaries despite the extremely brutal situation she's in.
Hey, get out of the way. Maybe you guys have gotten off, but what about us?
Right, I'll take her from behind.
Yeah, what?
I'll take her mouth!
It's not over? This is still going to continue despite all I've already experienced?
I'll take her cut!
More mercenaries approach her in high spirits.
Guy, you came in right inside of her. Didn't you just make her cunt all goopy?
My bad.
Well, whatever. It's fine.
Hey, what's this bitch saying?
I couldn't hear her.
All of her holes have been already called, so I'll take this hand.
Mary's faint pleading doesn't seem to reach the ears of the mercenaries burning with passion to fill her holes.
She's got pretty hands, too. If they weren't covered in cum, I'd be able to satisfy myself with them more, though.
I don't even know what that guy sounded like.
You should have gotten in at the start if you didn't want that.
Right, this is the benefit of going first.
Well, let's get going. Yes, yes, switch.
The mercenaries lightly picked up Mary like a doll and threw her to the waiting mercenaries with a frivolity that did not match the village girl's despair.
Well, let's do this. I've been enduring all this time only watching just to shove my dick in her hole.
Even though gang rape is an abnormal hell for Mary, it is just another day for the mercenaries.
No. No.
Damn, how long is this going on?
Whoa, this is incredible. She's fucking tight. This cut was really virginal not so long ago. It's fucking hard on my cock.
The men surround Mary, shoving dicks in all three of her holes. All the previous men have already nearly been replaced. Their bodies beat with the sexual desires that grew inside of them while they were watching the other mercenaries rape her. Okay, we get it. We fucking get it. Cum bubbles out his dick each time and pushes back in her already cum-filled pussy and decent squeezing. Okay. Damn, dude, I thought they were gonna stop after the first three. The indecent squelching sounds are also coming from her ass. A sticky yellowish fluid slightly flows out of her, scattering across her semen-covered ass.
Hey, move your hands more. Can't you satisfy us?
And then, you know, there's a dick in my hand. It's hot and hard. I don't know this man. I don't even know his name.
Damn it, won't you be enjoying yourself if you don't make sure we get off to enjoy myself? Do I look like I'm enjoying myself? This is a wretched experience, though. Ah!
Huh, what? Are you crying?
Oh, probably tears of joy. She's thanking us for surrounding us with this many cocks and coming all over her. Of course, I'll pleasure you more and more with my cock if you're having fun. This isn't true. I do enjoy this. Stop that. Don't move. If I'm fucked any harder than this, I really will break. If cocks are thrust that deep into my throat, I'll vomit. Semen is coming up from my stomach. Oh, her throat is squeezing around my dick. This is incredible. It's just like a fucking a cunt. Ah, damn, her ass is fucking amazing as well. It's like this ass was made to take a man's entire dick. You know, I always thought it was funny when they do these things and the guys just... It's like they're at a meat market. Have you seen this ass? This is the best ass. Oh, no. These lips over here, and it's the weirdest thing. Like, even if somebody's literally having something like this happen, like, even if you're doing a, not like so much a grape, but like a threesome, there's a, hey, man, did you see this ass? Or a foursome, you're doing like a full-on orgy, you know, everybody's doing it. No, let me get, like, nobody fucking does that. Like, that's what's so funny about this shit and why it's fantasy. There's no way these mercenaries are fucking going to town talking about this girl while they're fucking. Like, it's not happening. A lot of guys are gonna think it's rude as shit. It's like, really, man? You gotta talk about this girl while we're fucking her? Like, we're all doing this thing, and you're going on and on about her like she's a fucking novel. You're wrong. My ass isn't for dick. I'm not for dick. I don't even want to take a man's dick. She's so tight here, too. It's fucking great. The feeling of forcing her open with my dick, it's beyond words. It's exciting fucking up her freshly devoured, flowered cunt. Thought of her trying to protect her virginity for so long makes it all the better, not to mention how fucking tight it is. Oh. No, don't say those sorts of things. I'm being raped. My precious virginity has been destroyed. I got cocks in all my holes at once. Cocks rubbing around inside of my hands, too. I don't like it. I hate it. But despite the pain, I feel deep inside with a cock still thrust into my mouth. I can't even tell them to stop. My body's been turned into a toy. They rape me as they please. I want to scream or help me at the top of my lungs, but I can't scream no matter how much I want to help. No matter how much I hate it. Remember, this is non-con. If there's this much pain, this much agony, please just let it end as quickly as possible if it'll release me from this pain already. I'm gonna come, I'm gonna fill up her tight deflowered cunt. Mary wishes in her heart for this to end nearly as possible, so the instant she's told she's gonna come, and he's gonna come inside her, she's filled with a desperate sense of refusal. Inside my pussy again, my womb is gonna have come inside it again. Will that be the end? But of course, I hate it. I want it to end. I don't want him to come inside me. Please just pull, take your dick out of me. Take all of it. Take all the dicks out of me. I don't want to be coming inside of again. No, please. Just let me have that much. My cut is already so full. If she comes shots on me, I really will have a child. I don't want to have a rape baby. Yeah, of course. I bet she doesn't. She tries to make some feeble form of resistance to knock the scooching rods of meat. Scorching, not scooching. Rods of meat loose from her by shaking her body as she cries. Oh, what's the matter? Hey, does it seem like she's resisting? Yeah, she's shaking her body, trying her best to get us to pull out. Is that right? Does she not want to get impregnated from our cum that much? The mercenary cackles as he ensures that his dick goes deep to Mary's pussy as possible. He calls out as he repeatedly pulls his hard dick out of her before thrusting it right back in deep into her pussy. I'll have to do my best to make sure I don't fall out. Then I'm getting real close. You worried? Tears drip down from Mary's eyes. No matter how desperately she tries to knock him out of her, the frail body of a village girl can provide no resistance for several violent mercenaries. Their meaty rods are pounded into her body's holes. They eat into the tight holes of her pussy. Mary has no escape from the crushing fear of a man coming inside of her. Is he really going to come inside of me again? I don't want that, though. My special place for making babies, my uterus, will be sullied. I'm being raped by a whole bunch of men that I don't even know the names of. I don't want to have a child with one of them. Yeah, I can see that. Help me. He's moving again so quickly inside of my pussy. It hurts my mouth and my ass, too. I'm going to come. It'll flow deep into your cunt. Take all the semen inside of you. They're going to come in me. He's going to come in my pussy. No. Somebody help me. God save me. You know, come on. Get it over with. Splurt. Come on. The cum is hot. Come on. Hurry up. It's floating down my throat. I was told there's a story here. It's getting all over my hands, too. It's so hot. My whole body's being covered in cum. Yeah, we get it. It's so hot. All right. It smells horrific. Being showered in semen. Splurt. Okay, good. The cum has shot all our holes. It erupts forcefully back out of me each time as well.
Cum is going inside my womb, I'm gonna have a child. Mary's desperate resistance was useless. The cum erupting out of her holes almost feels like the semen is mocking her. Hey, I'm still coming, take all my cum in your freshly penetrated asshole, he says. My ass, it's in my ass too. It's so hot it feels like it's gonna burn me. The cum is burning my ass. How's that? It feels like you could have a baby inside that ass cunt of yours. What? Cum is pouring into my ass cunt, into my ass. It's messing with the previous man's sperm. My ass, even though it's a dirty space, was used for sex. Cock of a man I don't know, was stuck inside of it and I was cum inside of. I still got some left too. Take it in your mouth. I'll make sure you swallowed all of it this time. I mean, damn. His cock starts down her throat, not even, jeez. Leaving the room to vomit as his pig semen falls straight down her esophagus, swirling around her stomach. Jesus, Christmas, comes back. This is just crazy. Fires out of the cock, she's forced to jerk off, makes some mercenary shiz. Finally, after several hours of playing village girl, never before known such felt to be completely showered and cum. Mary starts her blankets though they've been ripped away in a torn and filthy white jizz. She is unable to think about a single thing. I can't think about anything. Good. Fucking finally. And all the mercenary shower body and cum and the sperm erupting back out of her holes finally comes to an end. Damn. A pussy and asshole pucker after having the dicks pulled out of them. The twitch unconnected to Mary's will causes a huge amount of cum dripping out of both of the holes. There's been long since no sign of the blood proving her virginity as it all been washed away by the huge amount of cum. The second dick that dominated her pussy completely removes any trace of a hymen. Her vagina's wide open, not even a single hint of a hymen. Any marks or thin remnants are concealed under the foul-smelling jizz. Each fold of her pussy is covered in the stuff, and a dick still rests inside Mary's mouth. She's so covered in their cum that it's difficult to remember the pure girl from several hours prior. There's no trace of what she was. She just felt the only thing she could do is sit there astonished. Ha! Thank you. Her clothes are torn apart and she lies alone covered in various fluids, a huge amount of cum, tears and saliva, and the red blood from her ripped hymen. This can't be real. Her heart is paralyzed by the violent rape. Did it really happen? She'd hate that. She hates this. This brutality is far too wretched. How could this be real? She doesn't want to recognize it as reality. This pain and fear is just all a nightmare. It's just a nightmare. The poor village girl's heart is frozen, escaping into the thoughts of escape. Surely the real me is just taking a nap in the kitchen. Right, she was just hit with some sleepiness from the mild early summer sun. She lays her head down on the desk and closes her eyes. She was just having a frightening nightmare, that's all it was. But surely my little sister would wake me when she noticed me groaning from the nightmare in my sleep. Then I had a bad dream. But I don't care, I just want to smile at her. I want to smile at her, though. The mercenaries left. No matter how much time passed, Mary wouldn't wake up. She slowly gazed around the room. The kitchen was in an awful state. My home, the kitchen, it's so filthy. Mom! It's such a simple thing, but her mother was proud of how well kept their kitchen was. Mary, take care of the kitchen, okay? Mary was secretly proud that her mother had entrusted her important kitchen to Mary while her mother was away. She thought that she'd take good care of it. That's why every day she swept the floors, wiped the windows, washed the dishcloth, and even polished the dishcloths, and even polished the silverware until it sparkled. When the mother came home, she'd surely have been delighted. She wanted to see her mother's face like that. What would her mother's face be now? The pots are all over the ground, the plate shattered, the floors caked in mud from the mercenary's shoes, not to mention all of her own sweat, blood, and the semen of the mercenaries that raped her. A single tear rolls down Mary's face, thinking that shook her frozen heart. Her feelings start bubbling out of her frozen and paralyzed heart. There's no other option than to recognize her horrific state as a reality, but once she stops dissociating, the emotions won't stop coming. Huge tears sweep down her cheeks, covered in cum, and her breathing got rough as she sobs uncontrollably. My home, my precious. She holds her body crying. She's filthy. There's no trace of her virginity. Somebody help me. Mary noticed the instant after she groaned that she was already beyond help. But wasn't there somebody other than herself she had to protect? Mel. Mary's face goes pale. Her vision shakes from her haste and unease. The mercenaries have left. There was only one way this could go. Her sister is in danger. Had the village chief listened to what her sister said? Was she able to get away? She didn't need to fight. There was no way to fight. They had weapons, but the majority of the men in the village had already left to make money. She staggers to her feet. Intense pain rips through her body in that instant. It feels like a huge hole had been torn through her body. Intense pain and sadness run through her body, but she cannot give into despair now. She didn't know how much time had passed since the mercenaries left, but she didn't have the time to waste sitting around here. Would she still be in time? No, she has to be in time. She has to save her. She has to save her precious sister. She has to save Mel. The door swings open. Her legs are trembling as she leaves the house. The village is in flames. How? Mary covers her face in response to the horrific sight before her eyes. The village is in the middle of a festival. All the villagers are together in the village square, bringing food for all the people to share. The barrels of mead made at the beginning of spring would be open, and the villagers would all dance. The young girls would decorate their hair with flowers and smile bashfully, awaiting an evening dance. At night, young men would visit here from the neighboring villages. But all the houses are burning into flames. The flowers have been trampled over, and the large table set up in the center of town has been kicked over. Help! Help! No! The excellent food that had been prepared is scattered all over the ground, and all of the church's windows have been broken. Please don't do this to stop! Ah! The women are being raped. This can't be happening. It just can't be. She looks for a younger sister in the flames of war. Big sis. She hears the voice searching for her. Mel, she immediately turns to where she heard the voice and screams. I'm glad you're still alive and safe.